This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks much for listening to the show as always. Big news of the day is that Jonathan Allen has been lost for the remainder of the season via ESPN.com. The Redskins rookie defensive lineman's year will end after just 5 games. A big loss. They're going to have to move on without a guy that was collapsing the pocket. Maybe better than anybody not named Matt Ioannidis on this team. It's crazy how important Ioannidis has become. He's now their best defensive lineman. Can you imagine that?
No, I cannot. Again,
D-line pecking order right now starts with Matt Ioannidis. How did we get here?
Just shows you how crazy this league is, man. The unpredictability of you think you know and then you don't. I've got Trent Murphy pegged as the ultimate jag. Just trying cases for the Navy, the judge advocate general, can't get out of his own way. You pass on so many excellent players to take him, and then all of a sudden, he's a demon. He's unblockable for the first half of last year. Now, it may have been because of the peds that he allegedly was taking. I don't know. I just know this. Out of nowhere, Matt Ioannidis, who did not stand out one iota at Temple, where he was just a guy as part of a defense that featured Hassan Reddick and others, never once flashed to me when I saw that.
You go so hard with that.
I'm sure
you watched a lot of Temple football.
I didn't say a lot. I said I watched them 4 times, and never once did you notice a dominant interior
line. Why did you watch Temple 4 times?
It's really weird. I can't explain it. I think I had a DFS college sweat in a couple of them. Happened to be on a couple times. I saw them play Navy. I never, ever, ever once noticed Matt Ioannidis once.
And Danny Ruye on the 2016 Temple Owls beat, apparently.
I'm not telling you that I'm some sort of pro scout. Here's what I know. When you watched Alabama play, you saw Ryan Anderson. When you watched Alabama play, you saw John Allen. When you watched some of the elite teams where Oregon played, you noticed DeForest Buckner. Not every time, but you would figure out that, hey, I don't know who's who, but this Bosa or Bosa gentleman wreaks havoc all the time. That's an NFL player. And maybe you could teach him to be more consistent. When a dude doesn't do anything in a middle-of-the-pack, okay college football league, and then he's the selection, you're going to go, all right, well, that's someone that'll be on a roster in training camp and may have to do a rookie skit. That's the extent of his involvement. And, of course, he turned out to be a baller. You never know.
He's really good. And he didn't step in front of my picture, and somehow he's still
very courteous.
Really good. Hey, you mentioned the name Ryan Anderson. That was the first time I'd heard that name since August. Should he do something at any point?
He's going to have to.
Or no? Are we okay with how this is all going?
See, if it's me, and I don't know if they're going to do it this way, Grant, it just depends on how coaches kind of operate. I go, I need to figure out how to get my best players on the field, even if some of them play the same position. Where the Redskins are deepest and right now healthiest, even the non-Trent Murphy division, is outside linebacker. That's their best spot. With Preston Smith, Ryan Anderson,
Junior Gallette,
who hasn't been productive yet either, by the way. He needs to do more. Kerrigan, of course. That's where they're the best. So it may mean, hey, Preston, sorry about it, but if it's 2nd and 7, we're going to bet heavy that they pass the football. Put your hand in the dirt. Ryan Anderson, you go on the outside of him, or Junior Gallette outside of him, or whatever kind of packages we've got to do. I need my best guys on the field. I'd rather go down that way than go down with, all right, Anthony Lanier, you're active now. Let's go get him. You know what I mean? Then just say, well, this is Kyle. We're kind of locked in. I'll makeshift. I'll sort of deal with it as best I possibly can.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. The only hesitation I'd have about that is the more you start moving Preston Smith around, you're messing with something that doesn't need to be fixed.
Yeah.
I mean, they took away half of a sack from him this weekend, so he went from 5 to 4.5. They gave it to Ioannidis, rightfully so, by the way. He was in on the sack. Do you realize Matt Ioannidis has the same number of sacks as Ryan Kerrigan?
Yeah.
They both have 3.5, tied for 2nd on the team behind Smith.
And I think they've both been boned out of a couple. Remember there was one where Ryan Kerrigan clearly touched the quarterback. He went down.
Yeah,
and then
he should have 4.5.
Somebody else
should have 3.5. But, I mean, the point is still, Smith's playing well. So if you move him inside, do you ruin any development that he's making on the outside? I'm not sure. I would do it plenty, though, because I also think, to your point, they need to use Junior Gallette a little bit more. Hey, we promised we'd get into Ezekiel Elliott for a minute, so let's do that really quickly.
Okay, yeah.
Another stay He had lost in court. Now he's won in court again. So the suspension for now is null and void for at least a couple weeks until we find out what's going to happen. So it looks like now he will play against the Redskins.
I cannot keep track of what's what in this thing. It's gone back and forth. It's like a windshield wiper at this stage where it's like injunction, he's out. Stay, he's in. They got a restraining order against the injunction. They injunctified the conjunction. It's the whole thing is so stupid. The NFL, again, I read a lot of Michael McCann, the legal analyst from SI. He breaks this down so that human beings like me, idiots, can understand it. And the basic choice here that the court made, had they not filed where they filed to counter the original Elliott filing, this wouldn't have happened. So they made a tactical mistake that opened the window for this for at least 2 weeks. Another hearing needs to happen before October the 30th. You look up and the Redskins play the Cowboys. I believe it's the 29th or somewhere right in there. So the point is, in the next 2 weeks, something else will happen that may change this again. This is just that the ruling you can't enforce this yet.
I thought we now knew that he was going to play each of the next two games, 49ers, Redskins, and then whatever happens next will happen before that Chiefs game on the 5th.
My understanding is, and again, this is based on
my
understanding.
By the way, I'm sure this is good for the NFL.
Oh, yeah, of course.
That we can't keep track of this. We can't sort it out.
So do I pick up Morris or not? I mean, I hate it.
October 18th.
I hate it.
Every year the league has one of these sagas that never ends,
and
it's not good for the league.
So my understanding was there needs to be another hearing, but as of now, he's good for these two games because the ruling is the league cannot enforce this. And that's why the two games is in play. You see what I'm saying? That's why it's these 2 weeks where, well, you can't do anything about it before these 2 weeks are up. And it's not indefinite. It's not forever. It's you've got 2 weeks where they can't enforce this, but we're going to reconvene and talk again. That's how I understand it. But I could be wrong. That's what sucks about this so much.
It may change twice before then anyway, so what's the point of even figuring it out? But as of this moment, it looks like Ezekiel Elliott's going to play against the Redskins unless something changes, at least the first of the two matchups. Let's get into a conversation not only about the Redskins back in the day, but about the current group and where they're headed, an NFC East breakdown from Antonio Pierce next, who played in Washington and in New York with the Giants, a fan favorite who people wanted re-signed, who left for greener pastures. You're listening to The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.